Breezeline's limited-time power deal on internet and mobile is here. Get blazing fast internet for $19.99 per month when bundled. Plus, add a mobile line and get one on us. It's the power couple your wallet's been waiting for. Visit breezeline.com today.
I make myself a PB&J almost every day. I tell my kids it's for them. And it is. But it's also for me. Smucker's Jams. Jif Peanut Butter. Fruity, jammy, creamy smooth. The OG sandwich of all sandwiches. It's giving lunch. It's giving nostalgia. It's giving I'm doing my best. The magic's in the middle. And honestly, it still slaps. Snack like it matters. Don't overthink it. Because Smucker's hits every time.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, after a careful analysis, the age-old mystery over how exactly the enormous monoliths at Stonehenge were lugged all the way from Wales to Wiltshire may at last be explainable. Professor Jane Evans, Honorary Research Associate with the British Geological Society, has been studying this and she joins me now. Good afternoon, Jane.
Good afternoon.
This all goes back to a cow's tooth. Is that correct?
It does indeed, yes.
You're going to have to tell me more.
Okay, so we analysed a cow's tooth from one of the earliest parts of the Stonehenge structure, and we found that it contained lead that showed that the animal had been grazing in geologically very old ground, far older than that found at Stonehenge. Hmm. Geologically, we would call it the Paleozoic, okay. And it's classically Wales is the closest place that you get this kind of rock. The age from the animal's tooth was about 440 million years old. And in fact, the bluestones were dated at about 460 million years. So it is a quite good match for the animal having spent the early part of its life grazing in Wales.
So is the rub of this then that we're suggesting cows were used as kind of beast of burdens to transfer these massive stones from Wales up to Stonehenge?
I think we'd say this supports the argument.
Okay.
Up until recently, it was assumed that Neolithic people who built Stonehenge didn't use beasts of burden. But a couple of studies, including one from Ireland a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. showed that possibly animals were showing signs of having been used as beasts of burden. So that theory becomes possible. And then when you add to that the fact that we've now found a cattle bone, a cow's bone, that links Wales to England, to Stonehenge, it feeds into the story that it's quite possible that cattle could have been used to pull the stones on their journey from Wales to Stonehenge.
What did we think prior to this? Or what was the accepted wisdom?
I think the accepted wisdom was that it was teams of presumably men, that, you know, 40, 60 people per stone would be needed to drag them on sledges.
Okay. And so, pardon my ignorance now, I could be way off here, but what about horses?
I don't think horses at that time, I'm not even sure there were many breeds of horses in Britain at that time. I'm pushing my sort of luck here.
Me too.
But I don't think that certainly horses would have been a beast of burden at that time.
Yeah. And, you know, so if this is increasing the evidence that cattle were used in the transfer, I mean, from where we are now in the 21st century, all these thousands of years later, it, you know, I can already see the text coming in saying, what are you talking about? But it seems slightly cruel that these gentle little beasts would become beasts of burden and that they had to pull these massive stones. But maybe that's just 21st century eyes. And I know you're not an animal welfare officer, but it does seem slightly cruel.
Well, I think oxen are used as beasts of burdens in Asia, pulling plows to this day. So I think they're sort of well adapted to that kind of work. The interesting thing, I think, is that the animal we examined turned out to be a female, a cow.
Okay.
And they are not, they don't tend to be used so much as the oxen, as the beasts of burden. But I think the thing is that once you start thinking about the practicalities of getting these stones, it's going to take 2 to 4 months to drag these things, probably from Wales to Stonehenge.
Wow.
You need a huge domestic entourage. You need food. You need camping equipment, so to speak. There's got to be a lot of peripheral support. And so something like a small cow might well be there to carry some of the lighter loads or provide food,
milk,
milking.
And in a line, Jane, I know this comes up every time Stonehenge is mentioned anywhere. Why do you think Stonehenge was built? To what end? What was the efficacy of putting all these stones together?
Well, I think it's the same as any huge edifice that we see now. It's a place that people come to. They may worship, they may gather, you know, they may take the opportunity to meet up with the tribes from across Britain. And I think it probably has had many purposes through time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, I'm sorry we don't have more time. Fascinating talking to you. Of course, Jane, you and I really know it was the aliens that did it. But let's not get into that now. Jane Evans, Honorary Research Associate with the British Geological Survey. Thank you very much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Stream, scroll, and conquer dead zones with BreezeLine's limited-time power deal on internet and mobile. Get lightning-fast gig internet for only $39.99 per month when bundled, along with a $250 gift card. Plus, add a mobile line and get one on us. Call it powerful. Call it smart. Call it the power couple your wallet's been waiting for. Switch to BreezeLine internet and mobile by visiting BreezeLine.com today.